If you like a nice night out, why not go to a musical? There's always lots of good musicals on, roundabout, touring even. But if you're blind or partially sighted, then sometimes you might think, well, what's the point? Because I miss a lot. Well, that's where audio description comes in. And one man who loves to use audio description is Vidar Hjerding. Hello.
How are you, Simon?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And you're a great advocate of audio description.
I must admit, it has hugely enriched my appreciation of a whole range of performing arts, from musicals, as you mentioned, opera, ballet, dance, and of course, just drama as well. So, yeah, it brings to life the overtly visual dimensions of all of the above that you wouldn't otherwise appreciate if you have no sight or little sight.
Right, well, I'm going to impress you now, because Vidar's been to see a musical production, and it's Les Miserables, from the novel, often cited as the best novel ever, by Victor Hugo of the same name. And that's about the extent of my knowledge.
Well, there you go. That's impressive, though. So, 19th century French novel by, as you rightly say, Simon Victor Hugo, that has, for the last 30-odd years, been a phenomenally successful stage musical, really. And it is what it says on the tin. It is Les Miserables, which I'm sure people have worked out means, you know, literally the miserable ones, or the unfortunate ones, or however you want to interpret that. And it's a very long novel, as many 19th century works were, and to have conveyed as much as I think they have on stage with the music, the songs, in what, the best part of 3 hours, is very impressive. And it's a long time since I read the book, but it seems pretty true to the actual original story, so that's always a plus in my book.
So the ending's still the same?
It is. Absolutely.
So was there a touch tour involved with this then?
There was. And so Julia Grundy and Jonathan Nash, who I've mentioned before in these slots, who are the resident, if you like, describers for the Hippodrome in Birmingham, they get hired in to provide audio description. And chatting with Julia, interestingly, and Julia, as regular listeners will know, has done a whole range of audio described performances as a describer. She's, you know, does a lot with the RSC, she does ballet, etc., etc. Interestingly, for all that, this was the first time she'd described Les Miserables, and she'd never seen it until she actually did her dry run earlier in the week. So I said to her, well, she was coming at it, if you like, with fresh eyes, if I can use that expression, and I said to her, what do you think of it, what do you make of it? Because it's a bit like Marmite, you either love it or you don't, and she was in my camp. She loved it, so that was great. But very popular generally, so playing to packed houses here in Birmingham, and that was reflected in the sense that, you know, visually impaired take up of the audio described provision was also very, very, you know, it was a popular take up on behalf of blind and partially sighted people. So for the touch tour, getting everyone on and off stage and abiding by health and safety regulations was very important. But with the volunteers who help front of house, and it's a regular team who assist VI patrons and their companions on and off stage to look at props, costumes, etc., they were on hand. And so were some of the company. And they talked about, you know, the different aspects to the production. Very informative as ever.
That's nice. It brings you closer to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And just, actually, nothing even to do with the production, although we're ostensibly focusing on the production, but to stand on that stage and to look out into the auditorium, I think, you know, most people coming to watch any performance wouldn't get that opportunity. And it just gives you a sense of perspective, a sense of spatial awareness, I think, as well, as obviously, you know, literally getting to grips with and getting a feel for the set, the props, the costumes, et al.
Now, this being a musical, I always think to provide audio description along that, in between the dialogue and then the music, you don't want to interfere. That's quite a juggling act, that.
It's quite a juggling act, and it's down to the professionalism and the expertise of your describers. So the aforementioned Jonathan and Julia, obviously very experienced, clearly, as all describers do, they craft a script that does its best to not clash with dialogue, or in this case, lyrics, so you can enjoy the music, which is obviously a key part of why you're there, and at the same time, you can get what's going on stage, because obviously you can determine through some of the lyrics of the songs what's happening, but it's not always obvious. Well, no, you can get the general storyline, I think it's probably fair to say, but there's lots of other unsung or unsaid things that without the description you'd be, I wouldn't say blissfully unaware of, because I'm not sure you would be blissfully, but you would be unaware of. So, really, really important. And for me, just puts the icing on the cake in terms of enjoying the matinee or the evening performance.
What were the costumes like then?
So, some really interesting costumes and different characters. There's an innkeeper and his wife. They're the baddies in conventional terms. You have goodies and you have baddies, as in many works, whether it's, love stories or 19th century novels or pantomime. There's always good, bad, evil, etc. So the Thénardiers are the sort of baddies trying to sort of always make money and, on the make and all the rest of it. And others like the heroine, Cosette, who else is there? There's the students, there's the people on the barricades, Jean Valjean, the lead figure himself, so, and Javert, the police officer, who is, if you like, the scourge, if you like, of Jean Valjean. They have a rivalry going back over many, many years. So all of those characters have different costumes, as obviously you might well imagine. All of that was described to us. Some of this we actually saw on stage, and we saw some of the costumes as well. And in a very fast-moving production, which was described again, brought to life, you realize just how pacey it is through what Julia and Jonathan were saying. All of that came together, and it must be quite something getting everyone ready to come on and off when they should and to pick up costumes and all the rest of it. So all credit to a superb production team.
How long was the production?
About 3 hours, I think.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. But even at that, you're still going to have to really condense it, aren't you?
You are, and clearly they do. But the broad thrust of the actual original storyline is there, and all credit for that.
Well, we would like to get your feedback if you've been to see Audio Description or if you're thinking of doing it, or even if you've got any apprehensions about it, because VIDA could possibly put your mind at rest with that. But we'd love you to try and seek out some kind of Audio Describe production this year.
Absolutely. And whether it's a musical or whether it's something more, like a pantomime or a family show at Christmas, whether it's a traditional Shakespearean play or whether it's a little bit more down what some might regard as the highbrow avenue of ballet or opera. All of the above are increasingly audio described, not every performance, but one of a given run of a week or a fortnight is described very often. And if you get the chance to attend that, talk to the box office at your local venue, talk to the theatre generally about what provision they offer in this regard, see if there are touch tours, etc., etc., and, hopefully it will enhance your visit.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with me here at RNIB Connect Radio. The email is radio@rnib.org.uk. Or you can get in touch with us on Facebook. Just search for RNIB Connect Radio. Because we're all doing Facebook these days, Vida.
Oh, well, there you go. Very good.
Are you?
So I'm not a big Facebook.
Well, you surprise me.
Anyone would think I'm sounding like an old Luddite. I probably am. But,
you're the only one that went to see Les Misérables in costume.
Well, absolutely. So, good on you. And all this technology, which is increasingly more accessible, it's only fair to say as well, actually, is great. So, Facebook. Do you tweet as well, and Simon?
Oh, your goodness, yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, the whole lot.
Excellent.
Vida, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon.
Excellent, Simon. Thank you very much.